I gotta get one of these. Wherever I go, I need to take one of these. Okay, let's just push it. Let's make a sikkum of last night for a minute. And then we'll go into what I want to speak about today, was the Isser of Machlekes. Just two things. Number one, is Klapei Bnei Ger, what I spoke about, there were a few nakudas that I didn't get to mention. Like, Lamashal, that we have a Kabbalah, that the Yidden, when they jumped into the fire in Spain in the time of the Inquisition, so they all went in with saying, Aleinu l'shabeach. And then saying what the nakuda of Aleinu l'shabeach is in the Yid's life, understand that that's a very, very, very centerpiece. That's why we explained last night. It's a chelik of the vidui. Aleinu is not stam. It's an amalkim. It's a chelik of the vidui. Number one, we'll work backwards a little bit. Number two is klapei duvol etzion. Again, these are just little nekudalach, and then I'll speak a little bit about what maybe Rabbi Yammer said. And then Mez Hashem, I wanted to talk about takad yisem achleikas. But going backwards a little bit by duvol etzion, so in the Indian of duvol etzion, stam the mishabura in one place, the mamish loses himself. And Simon Mem Zayin, Sivkot in Yud, Mishabura says that Tomid, always, it should be on the pear sugar, you know, in your mouth, of the Aveim, and the mother and the father, is tefillah on their children, that the children should be Balei Torah, Balei Midas Toivis, that you should be Torah-dika people, Tzadikim. So you always daven. Where do you always daven? So Mishabura, Tomid. Bifrat, especially where? Talking about Shabura, Bishprat in Birchas HaTorah, Ve'erev Na'ashem Elkein U'tibetzat, V'tatzein V'tatzei Am Chabeis Yisrael, our children, our grandchildren, that they should have a Cheshik in Torah. That's what we should always have. Number two, in Avarabah, Mishabura says, and number three, Mishabura says, Mamash, a long, long davening, not the Chayinim, not in long, 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 long davening. In one place, Talking about Shabura, L'man Lo'iniga Larik V'lo'ined La'behole. That's where Mishabura just loses himself. Mishabura, the Chavetz Chaim, is Yadua, that he had children when he was older also. And once Moshe Schneider from England once saw him, and he said that the Chavetz Chaim was very disturbed about something. He seemed disturbed, so he asked the Chavetz Chaim what's so disturbing. The Chavetz Chaim said that he had children when he was old, and he doesn't know if he'll be zayicha to, you know, he's an old person. Chavetz Chaim didn't know. He was zayicha to have a riches muflig, the Chavetz Chaim had, but he didn't know. So he had children, let's say he was 50, 55 years old. So he didn't, but he had children when he was 70.
64.
He was very old, because then he didn't know if he was going to be zayicha to be mechanech them al derech ha-tayra. So he was very disturbed. He was distraught. He was thinking about, so Moshe Schneider said to him, so he said, what do you mean? Every day when I say, leman le'niga la'rik, ve'le'nei led la'bahola, that's what I think about. Chavetz Chaim, you know, how he, and then he said, but the ma'isa, the only nechama he has is taka vaniza is brisi leyamushi mipi zari zera zari ad oilom, that taka is something that was mchazikim constantly, that he has that haftocha. So it's merdeka yisai, the tzur of the davening. And it's time a little bit, I'm just gonna, just a little bit of a, I have a shtickle kula. Mystical Mako, a lot of these in Yanim, have a shtickle kula that, let's say by accident, this happened in a shul once, that accidentally they said Lamnatseach on a day that they weren't supposed to say Lamnatseach, right? So in these kind of situations, you need a kula, right? So what happened was they got to ready the second pasuk, and they went, oh. You know that guy in the back, he has like three signs. One of them is Mantatesi, right? One of them is Tircha Tzibura, right? And one of them is No Tachnun. So he took out quickly the No Tachanun sign, and then he realized it's time to get Tachanun. He took out the Lam Natseach sign, and he screamed out Mechatez, and he threw all three. And there he is, with the mouth, the Tircha Tzibura, Lam Natseach. So I was Mekel, that they can continue to say Lam Natseach. And I found afterward that the Rivers of Ephraim was also Mekel in this case, that you can continue saying Lam Natseach. Of course, you'd want to say Lam Natseach. Why? Because the only reason that we don't say Lam Natseach on a day like a Purim and a Hanukkah and a Shchaydash is because it says Yancha Hashem be Yom Tzara. So how could you call it a Yom Tzara? But after we said the word Yom Tzara, now the rest of the stuff is Gevaldik. So I was Mekel in that case that Jitaka allowed to continue. I'm one of my kulas. I also have a few other kulas. It's important to know, like Abi Tachanon, that you should know that there are shitas that Yitaka is supposed to be saying Tachanun on Shabbos. And you're supposed to be saying Tachanun, Taka on Rosh Chodesh, because Tachanun is a tremendous kayach. There was definitely shitas in the Rishayim that hold that you're supposed to be saying Tachanun, certainly on Shabbos Shuva. Certainly say, I'm Mekel. No one here should say it, not a minute. And don't say Tachanun on Shabbos. And don't say Tachanun on even Shabbos Shuva. I'm Mekel, you don't say Tachanun. Boss?
Now
Friday afternoon I'm also Mekel, right? It's interesting, Diak, that there's some people that they don't say Tachanun Friday morning. It's an interesting Diak from the Shulchan Aruch, not like that, because it says Friday afternoon not to say Tachanun. It's a bit meduyik that Friday morning here. So I thought to myself, like, come on, if there is such a minig, I can't come against the minig. You start changing around the oisis minig again, and I'm not playing with fire. Talking with fire. So I just want to tell you an interesting story. The Zidit Shover, right? I only quote Chassidim when I talk about this. The Zidit Shover, am gehad am minig, nitzazogin tachlin freiki, and also zintig. Not to say Friday, and you know, I was once in a shul, and they didn't say tachnun, so I went like this. So the guy went, zintig. Zintig means Sunday. Zintig. Zin also means something else. Zin means a sin. I'll upon him, zintig. So I said, what? Zintig. So I looked into it, and I found that they did a choivre at Gehat the Minig. That Friday he didn't say Tachnun, and Sunday, so I figured, I don't know, Erev Shabbos and Maitzi Shabbos, who am I? I'm going to fight Minhagim. If you're in a place they don't say Tachnun, don't say Tachnun. That's a bigger affair. So like this guy did this also a Shekel Chaveda. But upon him, I looked into the Minig, and I found something very interesting. The Shinver, his taka was the son of the Bechayim, the son, and he was a mamsha and a great chassid, and he came to Zidichov on a Sunday. And on Sunday, and he said, and Sunday, so the God, they're about to say Tachna, they're about to say Kaddish, he went, oh, the Shinver. And he went down, and he said Tachna. After davening, they said, no, this is Zidichov. It's like, this is Zidichov. It's like not going to a mikveh. What are you talking? This is Zidichov. So he said, no, he says, the reason you don't say Tachnun is because the Zidichov didn't say on Friday, on Sunday and Friday. He says, you're making a mistake. I heard from the Zidichov why he didn't say Tachnun on Friday and Sunday. Because Tachnun is such a koyach, like we spoke last night. We spoke about the tremendous koyach. Tachnun could kill. Tachnun is a pachad. Tachnun could bring back these boys. Right? Tachnun is a meritic koyach. So Tachnun is such a strong koyach that Friday, he was afraid that during Tachnun he would die. Right? Because Tachnun had such a koyach, he was afraid he should die. So Mimela, he didn't want to be matriach anytime. He said Tachnun, he was afraid he was going to die. But he was afraid to be matriach yidin, that they're going to have to bury him on an Erev Shabbos. So Mimela, that's why he didn't say Tachnun on Friday. And on Sunday he didn't say Tachnun, because Pashit, since he's such a pacha to say Tachnun, so he needs a whole day to prepare. And on Shabbos he wasn't able to prepare. And Taka, one time on Shabbos, it ended Shabbos early, and he worked on himself, mamish from Monday to Shabbos, all the way till the next morning, and he was able, he Taka one time said Tachnun on a Sunday morning. So the Shinver said, I don't think that's Negei over here. I think it's a problem. I think it's not such a problem. As a male, you could say Tachnun on Friday and Sunday, and that's how he changed the meaning. Yeah, so you have to know that before you don't say Tachnun on Friday. But again, if you're in a shul, that they don't say Tachnun, that's a bigger Avera. Like this guy to do is a Shekla Chaver. You say they're Hoifer and Alocha. How could you do something when they're being Hoifer and Alocha? That's not so push it, because Tachnun, the Mefarshim bring down as a Rishus. And they bring a raya, a vada, to reshut the klai, so accept it as a chayva. But the point is that where they didn't say it, where they don't say it, you know, even the other sites and this and that, you know, Lamaisa, you see mamish from the Gemara. I mean, there she is every single day, Eshes, Rabbi Eliezer, the sister of Rabbi Gamliel, and every single day she's coming into the, you know, base medrash of Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, and she says, you know, Strimal, every single day she's tricking him, right? And then one day she comes in, you know, blood spot in the neck. That's a Shaila, right? What'd you tell me yesterday? How many cups for Chala? Every day she would come in with a Shaila, right? To get him not to say Tachna. Rabbi Eliezer, you know, after a while he should have got the game. What's going on? Tachna is Tachna, no? So they bring from over here, you see that Tachna and Vice Tois is a Rishos. It's not a Chiev. So Mela, that's why, since it's not a Chiev Gomer, that's why they have Kulas. But again, Klaisor accepted it as a Chiev now. But at least if you're in a place, I'd comment that they're not saying it, Chalila, to make a Machlekes and to go and do it right in front of their face, to go down, that's a bigger Avera. That's a Vada, that's this week's Pasha. Like this guy to do, and by Koyrach and the Machlekes, that's a Vada, is a much bigger Avera. You know, it says, Loisis guy to do, ki bonim Hashem lekechem. The Ritva and Yavamis and Davi Gimel says, Loisis guy to do, don't make agudis agudis, don't make different camps. And the pasuk ends, ki bonim Hashem lekechem. You have children to Hashem, one again. Right? So, try to anybody who's a parent understands that the one thing that you don't like is you don't want your kids fighting. You know, you always tell my kids, we're calluses, we stick together. That's it. You're callous? The blood. That's it. You know, you have a problem with somebody else on the bus, you sit with your brother. That's it. You know, because Yibonim Atem Lashem Alekeichem. That's how it is. A person, Lois is going to, don't fight. You're calluses. That's how we say. Yeah, sure. Akapanim. Lois?
It's like Chasir Sharabas Yard say that week, and therefore they don't sit down or whatever. Like, some of these places do.
So don't dive in there.
But if you have,
if you have to dive in there, so then you can't do Tachanun in front of their face.
You could do it like.
They're looking. They're looking in the winkel for Heiligness. There he is. He's saying
no. Should
be
Should be
Tachnun doesn't have that koyach anymore after davening gemat.
They have the ability to do it that they don't see.
What? Sometimes you should.
Rabbi said it after.
Come again?
He did.
He said it afterward, but it doesn't. Did it? Hanami, so it doesn't have that same kayak. It doesn't have that same kayak.
I'm just saying talking about the kill people.
No, we're also trying to save the kidnapped boys with the Tachana. No, we're also trying to all these shoes, everything good.
Right?
It happens to be, it works. Right?
It
happens to be, it works.
If it's a problem with Tvila, why should he make that bathrooms?
No, because since it's a reshus, so that's a punishment. If you're in a mokim, when I say reshus, I don't mean reshus. I mean like Tvila's Meyer is also reshus, Rabbi Yisrael. Right? I know some people are very machmir on this. Tvila's Meyer is also reshus. But I mean that the tsura of the Kabbalah is kafi when it was said. So if you're in a mokim that doesn't say it, then b'kahai gavna loy nagu to say. You know, that's how we look at it. It's not b'shachalila, it's reshus, I can do it when I want. If Shadda did that, I'd comment that they're not doing it. So then, in this situation, you see, Klai Yisrael only accepted Tachanun when everybody is accepting it and saying it and whatnot. That's L'chayr, that's Egetas.
What if they're wrong?
What? They are wrong. The not the proper thing. If a person's going to say a Yartzeit, Chalilu V'chaz, B'banish Shalaylam, that the Tanoyim, every day of the year there's a Yartzeit, everybody say. Every day of the year. Today is the Yartzeit of the Hugaduga Berger. Here's the day the Yartzeit of the Tana, this one. Here's the Yartzeit of Amoida. Today is the Yartzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's every day a Yartzeit. There's no Shiloh is a Yartzeit. What? That's the bottom face. A person should not daven there. A person shouldn't daven there. But if he davens in that place, you can't say Tachlin in front of another Jew. That's not saying Tachlin. That's not proper. You go to the side. You save yourself, like you're saying, if you can find the winkle, right? You know. But that's a chayr. That's a chayr. No, the Satmar Rebbe was very medactic to Taka Bedavka. He said, the Yartzeit's on Himmel, let them play. Let them freitzach in Himmel. Let them in Shavayim, let them be happy. But down here, we say Tachanun. The Satmar Rebbe also, you know, wasn't like people think that Tachanun was like a nitzchah. But Tachanun is a grace of Koyach. Ad Rabba, a lot of the Chesisha Rebbe's didn't say Tachanun because, like we said, the Pachad of a Tachanun. It was Taka Meritika Pachad. Right? Like the Shinova said, his son died during Tachanun, right? After Shkia, it's Taka a little bit more dangerous to say Tachanun. That's why Taka a lot of shuls after Mincha, they don't say Tachanun. Because there is Taka an Akuda that the Magen Avram and the Taz is the Machlekes over there. Shabur's Mekel, I'll have to say it after. Mekel, you could say it. Mekel, you could say it. But that's Lagabe, what's Nagat Tachanun. There's other things. I just want to mention and copy the other shayla that was mentioned last night. The Gabe website being open on Shabbos. So it's an interesting thing. It's true that when you go through the shayla klape, you know, the mashal, let's say Mekel Chomemka on Shabbos. So the pashtus is according to Rebbe Kiva Eger, the emes is that it's a chayra groisa toyas, because when it comes to a website, the metzias is not really like that. The metzias is that you put in your credit card number, and now there's a whole different shayla that really should have been cleared. That l'chayra, when I put in my credit card, my bid, or somebody else is putting his credit card to buy on my website, etc. So it's not a finalization really, because at that point he could still really cancel. Right? Now, that in halacha is a major shayla. How do we misyachis to that? At that point, that it could cancel. So then, how do we misyaches? Meaning that the real nafkaminas of what's going to take place. Avada, if you send out a worker on Shabbos, that's an iser gomer. There's no shaila. If a worker starts already bringing his product, that's an iser gomer without any shaila. It's an iser vamir l'akim, a kol deis, and a kol shitas of all the paiskim that ever lived and ever should live. That's no shaila. So Elamai, obviously the case is that the person made the order. And the order, he put in his credit card and whatever. And now, you know, Sunday, you're going to process that order. Maisa, until that order is processed, he really could be canceled. He can cancel his order. That's a shaila.
That was the question about the kinyan chal.
Just a moment. No, his shaila was different. His shaila was, is the kinyan chal because it's giving a credit card number a chalais kinyan? That was his shaila. That's a whole different shaila. That's a shaila, which pashtus is that I commented the credit card. That is enough. That's pashtus is a situmta, and the pashtus is that really that's dalocha. I don't think anybody really argues on that. That's dalocha. But here it's different. Because here, since that kama, that's not being processed until Sunday, so how do we view when the shas hakinyan is? Do we view it from when I give my information, or do we view it from the point of where I can't be chayzer? That's the shaila. Rashi says all over the place, right? All the lamdonim know. Rashi says all over the place. What's a kinyan? You can't be chayzer, right? That's Rashi always says. So now the shaila in halacha, we look at this because it's really illegal to be chayzer, but we know that most of the people do chayzer. Am I getting involved? That's one shaila that you'd have to clarify over here. Klape mekel chomemker mashal. That's one shaila you'd have to clarify over here. Klape the shas hakinyan. No, that's Rabbi Kiva Eger. That there is taka makim mitzad that. If that was the only shaila, there'd be makim more to be mekel. And the other shaila attack of Lifnei Iver, it's also, some, there is a bit of a makam mimekel, Sayeya, it's a mummer, there's no mitzvah. There's a lot to talk over here. Schar Shabbos, it's probably not Schar Shabbos. But there's one issue. Come again?
There's one of my records that did bring down the fact that it was a
mummer. Mummer, mitzvah, yeah, that you'd be able to get out of that. But there's one nekuda that should have been discussed over here. Is there's a phenomenal tshuva from the Gaon Rav Moshe. And I forgot to bring it in. Rabbi Jacobson, maybe bring it in for me. The Chelik Dalet and Rav Moshe. I think it was Simon Ayin. Erechayim. Yeah. So Moshe has a phenomenal tshuva where he talks about Shabbos clocks. Right? Very famous tshuva. Everyone knows that Rav Moshe has a shita about Shabbos clocks. There, Rav Moshe is not called the Shabbos clock; it's called the Mechal Shabbos clock. Right? Very famous Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says you can't use a Shabbos clock. No, I can't say the word. You can't use a time clock, a time switch. Right? Rav Moshe is like that. Everyone knows it's famous. And the Velt knows that we don't hold the Rav Moshe. I can't say that in public, Chas v'Chalila. But the Maaseh Metzias is that the Velt uses time switches and Hashem Shemaychel Me and Mochel Olavas. But that's the Metzias. Even Rav Moshe was Meikel when it came to lights and whatnot. But Shain, the Maaseh, the Velt didn't take on this chumra of Rav Moshe. As I said, Rav Moshe, it didn't take on this chumra. But there's a very interesting tshuva in Rav Moshe. And Rav Moshe, I didn't get a chance before the show. I think it's Chelik Dalet Siman Ayin. If it's not, I'll find it after. No, it's not here. Hinei, b'davar asher al yidei chashmal inyan elektri efter al yidei moir shoyes. So much is like this. He says hinei lir nir lenias daiti pashit shasa. It's not when Ramesh says those words. You have to like a shiver has to go down your spine. Ramesh once said about himself that he has a big problem. It's not physically like the body doesn't work. You know, sometimes you know physically it's not physically possible for him to say something is usher when it's mutter. He's push can't say it, can't do it. If it's mutter, he can't do it. It's physically can't. So when Rav Moshe writes the words pashit she'aser, bishlamer for Rav Moshe brings a raya, a gemara. A gemara can upfrag it. You can schlag up a gemara. Once I asked the shayla to Rav Asher Areli, says Angizun. I asked him something. Kasha and a rosh and a rishon. So I said to him that he said to me something so important for a bentar here, for the person that learns here. He says, if the Rosh would bring a raya from a Gemara, no, but the Gemara cannot flag it. The Rishonim say this way, you could say that way, and you could explain the Gemara differently, right? But when the Rosh says a Svara, that means that the Kol HaToyra Kula just said a Svara, because the Rosh knew Kol HaToyra Kula. So that when you fight a svara of a svara, you have to be very, very, it's very scary because that's a svara that came from Kol HaToyra Kula. So when Rav Moshe says Nira Le'Asdaiti Pasha Cha'aser, and he's about to say a svara, you have to send the shiver down your spine. Okay, but Rav Moshe says like this. He says Ve'Nira Le'Asdaiti Pasha Cha'aser. There's no shayla in the world. Listen to Rav Moshe. Why was it pasha? Because Ayudei this, it's going to come out. Listen to the foresight of Rav Moshe. He says it's going to come out that a person called Malacha B'Shabbos, we call Batei Chareishes factories. He says it's going to come out that you're going to have a situation of where what? Full factories are open on Shabbos. And pasha, the guy is sitting in his house saying, Hashayim Shabbos, Habayim Mabos, and Shinktach, and Vink, and Mamish, and Zink, and Es, and Sres, and Do, and Git, and Shabbos. And in the back, and right, they're Mamish, they're working, and everything is going, and Shabbos is... So Rav Moshe says, that can't be. Ein lecha zilzul gadam izeh. Ubarer. Shimaya bizman atanayim v'amaray mayu oisrim zeh. Just like they asked it, Amir Lakim. V'gam ulai. And maybe this is also included in Amir Lakim. So, you know what? Rav Moshe, we didn't accept Rav Moshe's gzeirah. The Kalali still didn't accept it. Didn't accept it. But you know, Rav Moshe said two things here. Rav Moshe said here that there's something in the Gemara you see all the time. The Gemara says, Toli tanya bidaloi tanya. Right? That means that there's a tanya, right? There's a brisa, and you say, you know, we don't even know that. We don't even know that. So how could you prove this from that when we don't know that? Right? That's what Gemara always says, right? You're trying to say, this is usher. Why? Because that's usher. Adoni. We don't know that that's usher. So you can't come and say, I'll prove to you this is usher, because that's usher. Right? The Gemara says, you can't do that. Toli tanya bidloi tanya. So Rav Moshe does that Toli tanya bidloi tanya. He just said, I'll prove to you a time clock is usher. Why? How do I know? Because there's no shayla in the world. No shayla in the world. That factories on Shabbos can't be open. Where, you know, you'll press one button, you'll go to sleep, and then the whole factory will be gone. That can't be. And therefore, since that can't be, so then you're also not going to be allowed to use the time clock. Rabbi Feinstein. Right? What was the Pashat Shasar Nirmaisha? The Pashat Shasar Nirmaisha, that can't be. Having a shop, a factory going on Shabbos with one button, that can't be. Right? That's Kol HaTorah Kula, just said that cannot be. Now, Ramayisha says, because that can't be, so therefore I can't even let you use a Shabbos clock to turn on your AC. Okay, no. So I once asked Rav Yashiv, what's the Pshat Velt doesn't hold of Ramayisha? Right? And then Rav Yashiv writes Kriya and Rav Maisha was Nefter. Nishtalt's got a lot door. Al Talmud of the Igris. The Talmud of the Igris Maisha. So he writes Kriya. So you, I asked the Talmud of Rav Maisha, what's Pshat? The Velt doesn't take on like Rav Maisha. The Velt doesn't do it. They don't hold the Shabbos clock. So he said two words. Also, Rav Yashiv was also like that. He said something. Nishka Halton of Rav Maisha by the Moire Shoyes. They don't hold the Rav Maisha when it comes to the time clocks. But Nisht of the Pashat Cha'asa of Rav Maisha. And B'shaita, when I heard it, it sounded like some type of a cryptic message. You know, they don't hold the Rav Maisha ben Agaya the Shabbos clock, but they hold the Rav Maisha clapping what he said was Pashat Cha'asa. Now, when you read the tshuva very fast, you don't know what he's talking about. But now, when you read the tshuva a little bit slower, you start to understand that they don't hold the Rav Maisha. Rav Maisha extended it, but what Rav Maisha said was Pashat Cha'asa is Pashat Cha'asa, and no one could be arguing on that. What Rav Maisha said is that it can't not be. Ein l'chazal, it can't be that Shabbos is you're having businesses open and factories open. Chazal didn't want that. It's impossible. And that's what Maisha says. If it would have been in the time of the Tanaim, the Amorayim, they would have asked it. And that's why, you know, Ladnias Daiti, that Avada website can't be open on Shabbos. Avadanish. Lefi this. Avadanish. Lefi Rav Moshe. I'm not saying now, halacha l'maisa, somebody wants to ask a different place to get it. But it's not, Rav Moshe was pushed to Rav Moshe that it cannot be. And it's not, doik v'tishkach. He talked to anybody who has a website open on Shabbos. Oh, is he into it? Oh, is he into it? Because when they call me up and they ask me the shilas sound like this. Sometimes, you know, they know already that you're supposed to ask the Shiloh with a little different nusach. So it'll be like, well, it's difficult for me to close it. It's going to cost me money to close it on Shabbos. I tell you, you know, that, you know what the sukkah decorations in your Bubby sukkah was? The sukkah decorations in your Bubby sukkah were 40 pink slips. You don't come to work on Saturday, don't come to work on Sunday. And your Bubby, they gave her every Sunday she came to the work, they gave her a pink slip, and that's why you're a from Jew today. Sometimes not giving a bissel for Shabbos. It costs a geld, a little tak. Your Bubby gave up her every single week. She gave up her, she has, so she got sukkah decorations. Yeah? You, no. So you have to spend so cost a little geld that you'll have to cost the website nishkefer. Yeah? That's how sometimes they ask the kasha. But sometimes they don't ask the kasha like that. They say, what? Hey, I'm going to lose all this money on Shabbos. Ooh, wait a minute. Adani. I can talk only English. I don't understand. Hey, what are you talking? Shabbos? Shabbos, you're trying to make money. What are you talking about? What? Shabbos is not for that. Tell me the truth. Come on. You think about the stuff on Shabbos? Talking to me. Talking to me. Think about the stuff on Shabbos. Put on yarmulke. See, that's the next step. Yeah? You're talking to me. Yeah? So that's why Lanias Daiti, that should have been mentioned. That's something that's very important. The kud over here. The Seichel Taita of Goin Rav Moshe. Something that has to be, you have to be misyachis to it. So that's the Amnanias. It's not, we have, just I guess like in the Gemara, it's a lot of the Gemaras, they have like one extra page. Right? One extra page in the back of the Gemara. So they write things there, and you know, it's called the Sharblat, that we shouldn't leave it open, you know. So we have 10 minutes left, so we shouldn't leave it open. So I'll just talk a little bit about Vayikach, Koyach the Machlekes, Alochas of Machlekes. Yeah, so maybe just a few halachas. That's really what I planned on talking about today. Number one is that it doesn't say you're not allowed to have a machlekes. In other words, people are human. You get into fights. You have to have good midas. And it doesn't say that you're supposed to, you know. But it says ein machzik in machlekes. Sometimes people have differences, right? But there's some people they harbor the machlekes. Ein machzik in the machlekes. Not to continue the machlekes. Some people, they won't let it die. They just won't let it die. That's an aveda. That's an Aveira the Chavetz Chaim brings down in the Lavim, that it's Aser Loi Siya Kekarech Vadasai. What's the Iser? Mikan, says the Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Yod, She'ein Machzik, the key, this is the key to success. Sanhedrin Kuf Yod, key. Ein Machzikin Bin Machlekes. Don't harbor a Machlekes. And you see, Mamish, you know, it's Merde Gezach. Mamish Merde Gezach. You have Kerech. He's fighting. He told the end. Moshe Rabbeinu, what is he doing? You see how people react in the oifen of the machlekes, right? You see, the different people, the whole situation of Chazal teaching us of it. You see, a Moshe Rabbeinu, how does he react? He goes, look, he tries to make peace. I mean, there's Dosen Vavirim Dalton in the Mizrach. Dosen Vavirim. Imagine you go to Yeshiva and there's Dosen Vavirim in the Mizrach. There they are in the Mizrach Vav. They're sitting over there. Dasan, Aviram. And there's Moshe Rabbeinu, Milanu Gadol Gemesh. And Moshe Rabbeinu comes in. He tries to make peace. He doesn't want to be involved in Machlokes. I show you in this and that and cover the toit and that. But Ain Machzik Mikan. The Gemara proves from this. Mikan Shay Machzik Machlokes. That's number one. But two, stop. It's a merit gezach. You see, people sometimes they say things like this. You know, but I'm not a doormat. How far do you have to go for shalom, right? I'm not a doormat. Right? It's such a fool. He's such a fool. He's a shakir and a rasha, not just a fool. Is it? No, because we know that the greatest gevura and strength in the world, right? I'm not a doormat. I'm stepped all over. I should be a lemela. Not mamash the opposite. We know that it takes the greatest strength in the world for a person to be able to not be machzik and a machlekes and to push on. Not that he's a doormat. How far do you have to go for machlekes? So I'll tell you. How far do you have to go? People ask all the time, how far do I have to go to avoid a machlekes and to create shalom? You know, sometimes you have a shiloh of a shame, and this is the names and families, you know, name for a baby, and this. It's a merit gezal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's moicha his shame. He crosses, he erases his name to make shalom bein ish l'ishtoy. And where are most of the machlekes in, right? By the, you know, whose side gets the name and this and that, right? Hashem is willing to erase his name. Right? Why is he willing to erase his name, Agav? What's the shad? Because the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shalom. Chaisamo is emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to lie. I once heard from a Pam Zichron Levracha. You have here Avram Avinu, right? Al Tayid. Avram Avinu is an old man. A gate mit Zimmer frame. Yeah? The gate to Chazay. Sure. Kimdu. Hey. You know, he's got the whole Zimmer frame, the whole matziv. Yeah? Sarah comes and she says, well, I don't think we're going to have any children. Why? Because Adoyni Zakin. Adoyni Avram's an Al Tayid. Vash! What does it make it even? Oh, finished! Takin al Tayid, no? It was Mamish Takin al Tayid, right? You know? So what happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has to come back to Avram to give Musar. She can't talk like that, right? So he has to come back, but he's afraid there's going to be a problem in Shalom Bayis. Yeah? So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He said, he changed, he lies. The Gemara Yevamah in Tamachay says, Kivyochel, the Bashefer lies. Right? So first of all, the Maral says, it's not Shaykh, lie. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzias is Emes. Chesamay Emes. He says, Chesamay is Emes, but his essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shalom. Kol Nesivay Seh Shalom, his Metzias is Shalom. So therefore, he had to, Kivyochel, he was able to be Mashana because the essence. You know? But Pam asked the bigger kash. And what's going to be? Let's say, Avram Avinu is told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, your wife called you an Al Tayid. Avosh? How make it even? Hanish? He is an old man. Right? What's going to happen, Rabbi Yisai? Avram Avinu was the Amid of Chesed. Rabbi Yisai, every dreadful Arab Yamashim comes in off the street, right? Avram Avinu, just wash the feet outside. Right? Take out the Gashka, the Yashka, the Muhammad, the Hevel, you know, take out them outside and then come inside. Every lowlife in the world. And Avram Avinu wasn't this type of person, you know, on the outside nice to everybody, but to his wife wasn't good. Is that not Shkemen Azeh? It wasn't like that. Avram Avinu was the reality of Chesed. He was the one that was mashrish into Klal Yisrael, the meat of Chesed. The reason why you have a desire to do Chesed is because Avram Avinu was mashrish that into us. That's where it comes from. No, so, Mr. What would have happened if Hashem would have told him that Sarah called him an old man? You think that Avram Avinu would come back? Yeah, with the cane. Hey, I'm not old. Oui, my back. What do you think he would have said? Right? So Pam said, if I said even the mashu, if did not have Shalom Epis, he would have felt maybe Epis, she doesn't know this me as much anymore, but Epis, right? Even that's not worth it. So that's how far you have to go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to lie. You know, this is Gemara, this is Yushalmi in Soita. It's a Meridik Yushalmi. Meridik, Aleph Dalet. Yushalmi in Saita brings a story over there that Rav Meir used to give a drasha every Friday night. Like, Shmaki drasha. So the ladies would come too. That's his notion. It'd be a ganze drasha with Agadita and Dust, the Oilam Mamish. They liked the Agadita. They liked it. It's good stuff. So one night, one of the ladies came on one Friday night, and she came back late from the drasha. You know, she came back a little bit late, and by the time she came back already, the light was out in the Haim, and her husband was sitting there in the dark, and he was waiting for his wife. Right? So when she walked into the house, so his wife told, you know, she said, he said, you know how late you are? He says, look, I'm sorry. He says, okay, go back to the person who gave the drasha and spit in his eye. Yeah? Okay, and then you can come back to the house. Yeah. Now, Rav Meir heard this. What did that mean, Rabbi Yisai? Rav Meir had big ears, Rabbi Yisai. Understand, Rabbi Yisai? He heard this. I don't know what it means, he heard this, but Rabbi Yisai, Rav Meir heard this. He goes, when you're a Meir, you hear this. So Rav Meir sent out a cruise. He said that, of course, he has this terrible eye infection. Yerushalmi and Saita says this. I have a terrible eye infection. There's a certain lady in the shtat who has a certain type of spit, right? And I need her to spit in my eye 7 times, I've got a terrible eye infection, and it's very important that she comes to me now. Rameir heard this, and he sent out the cries, and they came to her, and they said to her, it's very important, Rameir needs you, he's mamish. And it's also on Shabbos, and Shabbos is not allowed to do refuah, but vice versa, it's an eye, so an eye is a shiloh of mamish, it could be pekuch nefesh, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah says. So Mel, you have to spit in her. So she came to Rameir, and when she saw Rameir, if Rameir beer, we would die on the spot of the Kedusha. He wouldn't be able to spit in his eye. Imagine if Liash would say, spit in my eye, we would die on the spot. Sorry, can't do it. Sorry. Take out like a dropper or something. Can't do it. Right? So can't do it. Yeah. So what happened? So he begged her. Reb Meir begged her. You shall me. You have to take a look at your child. He pleaded, please, I'm in terrible pain. Please spit in my eye. Right? So she spit one time, says, no, I need seven times. So she spit in Rav Meir's eye sometime. Now the Talmidim were standing around Rav Meir and they saw this. They were standing with hockey sticks, Rabbi Yisai. Right? Let's go beat this lowlife until he's dead. Yeah? On Shabbos. Azah chutzpah. Azah chutzpah. Kovet atoida. Chutzpah! Mechutzim! And Rav Meir says to the woman, he says, okay, now go back and tell your husband, Duas gebeten! You asked me one time, Ichabdoskati, I did seven times. Yeah? You go back and tell your husband. Yeah? So the Talmidim were standing about Rav Meir. Rabbi said, Nishno the Hoizbacher and the Gabayim and the Mashbach. They're standing there around Rav Meir. Let's go beat him until he's. Right? Rav Meir said, Vos, on my covet, Jermoiche. On my coverage of Meicha, but when HaKadosh Baruch Hu erases his name to make Shalim, that you don't Meicha. Eh? So that's the Midah, that's how far you have to go to avoid Machlekes, and how far you have to go to make Shalim. Not in this Pashit. People ask the question, they want to know how far to go. Now you know a little bit. Now you have finished Kendor Mat. Good job, it's everybody.
I'm sorry.